It's that time of day. An opportunity to welcome Mr. Wallace Chapman into the studio in Auckland.
Oh, kia ora, Jesse. How are you? Nice to see you again. Nice to see you
as well. Would you be embarrassed if I mentioned to our listeners that your beautiful family has been featured in a magazine over the weekend?
No, not at all, but that's very kind of you.
Lovely family, beautiful photos.
Well, it's not often that you get featured in a little magazine. You know, it's just a little wee sort of a tiny one called the New Zealand Woman's Weekly. Very small. Yeah. No one knows it.
Well, after you're wandering through the supermarket, pick up a copy.
What was so cute, though, because I didn't know because it was weeks ago. So a little 6.5-year-old at, you know, what was it, your pack and save. Mm. He just goes, oh my. I said, what's wrong? I see myself. Where? Where do you see yourself? There.
Wow, that is so special.
And then he carried the magazine around for everyone to see. It was so sweet.
Hey,
so,
look, I've done that in the supermarket as well. look out for Ayana Piper Helian's here as well. Producer,
yes,
hi.
Yes. Kia ora. Kia ora. Was Banjo happy to be part of the photo shoot?
He was the one that actually was not happy. He
had little puppy dogs.
Not a grin like others of us. We've got a big show, Jesse, coming up, and we're starting with something pretty important. Actually, we talk with a guy called Andrew Reid, and actually, he happens to be a star of the Bondi Surf Series. There, Bondi Surf Rescue. Anyway, he's a lifeguard, a father of three. He defied orders to evacuate to help those stabbed in the mall at Bondi. It's quite a harrowing account. He is with us just after six on the panel.
Gosh,
yeah,
be really interesting to talk to.
Yeah, he said, "I'm not going. I'm staying."
Yeah,
father of three. He is on the show just after 6 o'clock, Jesse. Iran, they have fired more than 300 missiles and drones into Israel. So the question is, what if Israel decides to respond? The world is waiting and watching. We discuss that on the panel. Also, big news out today, a 4-kilometre mega tunnel moves it for underneath Wellington. Now, just for comparison, Auckland's Waterview Tunnel is 2.5 km long. Actually, it's less. It's 2.3 km. I know because I lived it. I lived on top of it. Seven years.
You felt every foot.
I felt the vibrations. Yeah. Trust me. I know all about it. So we discuss that on the show. The government has announced a 2-week pet bond. It's a big issue for both renters and landlords. We discussed that. And our question of the day today, Jesse, is what is your craft? A BBC article out, embroidery is the hip new craft. is it wood turning? Is it soap making? My little thing is I have always wanted to do dried flowers. Always.
Have you just?
It's a thing for me. Never got around to it, too busy. So what is your craft? 2-1-0-1.
Very good. Have you got one, Ayana?
Well, I did an embroidery class,
and
it was so much fun. We had a really great day, and I haven't picked up the needle since.
Oh, okay.
So, no.
Listen, hey, while we're embarrassing people, Ayana just got nominated as a finalist for Best New Broadcaster at the Radio Awards.
Oh, thank you.
Congratulations, Ayana.
But I'm on air today.
Very well deserved. Yeah, I was so delighted when that came through. Well done.
Cheers.
And you've been working hard today on the panel. What have you spotted in your travels?
I have spotted a moral dilemma to bring to you both. This came across my attention, a story by Emma Ricketts in The Spin-Off. It's about that friendly flash of headlights from an oncoming car when you're driving. So it might be letting you know that there is a police car or a speeding camera coming up ahead around the next bend. Or maybe it's a hazard. Last week I was on a bit of a road trip and I did flash the car oncoming because there was a loose cow in the middle of the road. So obviously people do it for hazards too, that's a good thing. That's good. But the moral dilemma isn't that. It is, if there's a police, if you come across a police car, they've got their speeding laser gun and you want to warn travellers, do you want to be a bit of a bro on the road and maybe let people know? Or is it bad behaviour? You're just encouraging bad behaviour. According to the article, the police said it is legal, but they discourage it, which no surprises there. It is a little bit hazy in the law. If they did really want to go after someone, there could be a case there. But I'm curious in both of your thoughts on
this. Well, firstly, I thought it was a thing in the 80s. They still do it now.
Yeah, they still do it. Apparently, it's becoming less common.
Yeah. I'd like to hear from people who spend a lot of time on the road if they still see it.
Yeah.
It's definitely decreased, I think. But yeah, 2101 is the text number.
Yeah, you're both a little bit older than myself, so your experiences are you used to see it a bit more on the open road?
Oh, hugely. And my take on it actually is that it's immoral.
It's not a moral dilemma. It's a moral transgression.
Yeah, it's immoral. It's immoral. You are gaming the system.
Mm.
That's what you're juking the stats.
But aren't you doing a good deed to a fellow?
No, the
motorist?
The opposite. You're not doing a good deed. They should wear the ticket.
And what about this? One person in the article said, "I used to flash even when no police were around." Just to make people behave, just to make people slow down, to make everyone that little bit safer.
That's my sort of listener. That's my sort of person.
Yeah.
If you're listening, whoever you are, I just think it's actually really rude, and I just think that you shouldn't flash to get out of getting a ticket. Yeah. It's you know.
I guess it comes down to whether you view the world as you and me against the police.
Mm.
Or me
police
and the police against you, yeah.
Keeping everyone safe. Well, you're not alone in being against it, Wallace. The AA also agree with you. They
there
don't
you go.
Encourage this sort of behaviour. Same, there's a road safety group called Break. They don't think that people should flash their lights to warn about police. They say that getting a ticket is more likely to discourage this dangerous speeding behaviour that could cost lives than, you know, just flashing your light, slowing down for a kilometre, passing the police car and then going back along at breaking the speed limit.
I'm 45. I commute 500 kilometres a week. I still flash my lights at people and I appreciate it when others warn us. Maybe that's the way of looking at it. It's not necessarily very moral or ethical, but it is beneficial.
Is it a bit of a middle finger to authority? It's a bit of a Kiwi attitude.
I think so, because someone else has texted a three-letter phrase in the last two, a three-word phrase, and the last two words are the police. And I think they kind of sum up maybe a bit of the thinking behind it. Very interesting. Yeah, your thoughts on 2101. Mary likes flashing to slow fast drivers down. Most of the dangerous speeders have radar detectors anyway. That's probably why we don't see it as much now.
That's right.
I did a little bit of research on those radar detectors because, in my opinion, they are so much more immoral than flashing your lights, because you are basically finding a way to speed all the time, just apart from if you're near a cop. Although I did find out that
it's like people who go fishing with fish radars. That's immoral too. You know,
the idea of speed cameras is to slow people down. If you flash your lights, job done. I don't think that logic holds up.
Job done for a second. And then you.
The idea of speed cameras is to slow people down everywhere, They don't want people to slow down just for the camera. Lots of flashes, though. I flash my headlights to get drivers to turn their lights on. That's a bit
Emma Ricketts did a little bit of a mini poll with her friends and family up and down the country. She found that half of the people responded, 25 out of 50 people surveyed, said yes. A third said no. And the rest said that they used to, but they don't anymore. So maybe it is going out of fashion. I also wonder if anyone is passing this information on to the next generation of drivers, if they're not seeing it as much, maybe no one's doing it.
Going to finish the show today with a little treat for both of you.
Ooh.
Rangi, who works here at RNZ, has been playing with some new AI that lets you come up with your own songs, own music songs.
Yes.
He just sent me an email. He said, "Jesse, I've created a song about your afternoon show in the style of 90s indies pop."
Oh, no.
What do you got? Now, bear in mind,
he
hasn't written the lyrics. That's just the brief he's given to this AI. And the AI has come up with the music and the lyrics. Let's take a listen.
I'm a bit nervous.
But I see on the airwaves, spinning tails and chins, discussing the curious, the ones that make us swoon, from the stories of the day to the questions so profound. His voice fills our afternoons.
It's not bad.
That is amazing. That is amazing.
I think she mispronounced Jesse, which wasn't a good start. But
no, it makes me think that musicians, their jobs might be safe.
You know what, Jesse? I think they've nailed your show. You know, it's like the radio version of Friends, isn't it? You know,
okay.
You're all together.
A little bit
it's
more.
It's a good thing. Yeah.
Okay, it's probably a bit self-indulgent, but anyway, you can have a go yourself if you're interested. Suno, S-U-N-O, is the name. And there's a couple of these different services that are creating music. It's probably not a very good sign for society. Maybe if you're nice to Wallace, later he'll play you a 60s disco funk Wallace and the Panel theme song.
I have one.
Yeah. Okay, maybe after 6 o'clock for the panel hour with Wallace. Thanks, Ayana. And we're going to hand over now to Lisa and the team from Checkpoint.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.